regarding question 1176 and 1695. I read a tshuva for a Belsky Shlita that stated that a person can easily convince himself that he definitely would not have bought the CD anyway, and therefore convince himself that he may copy it. Therefore, a person shouldn't rely on that heter. A little side point I want to make. There is a new kind of iPod that can hold up to 200 gigabytes of music. To fill that up with music legally would cost $35,000. Just imagine how much these singers, producers, composers, distributors are losing. Anonymous from Philadelphia. I agree with Rabbi Belsky that sometimes it's difficult to know whether you would have bought that CD or not. However, if you are sure that you would not have bought it, and you're copying it because you have the ability to copy it, but you definitely wouldn't have bought it, it's still mutter to do, at least according to some opinions. And if a person's not sure if he would have bought it or not, then he should be machmir and not copy it and go out and buy it.